The Staggering Bullshit of the Get Your Eggs Back Gurus by Max Jenker. If you search Google for anything along the lines of how to get my eggs back, you've probably came across a couple of these gurus already. I call them fake gurus. These are the people who pretend to be some big authority slash expert when they're not. These are the people who tell you they know the secrets to reattraction when there are none. These are the people like Brad Browning, Clay Andrews, Chris Canwell, Chris Sighter, Dan Bacon, Alexandre Cormont, Matthew Hussey, and Michael Fior. What bugs me about these fake gurus is that they're getting out of control. They keep dishing out false promises, false hope, false everything. They charge abysmal prices for their shoddy services and products. Instead of solving problems for people, they prey on their vulnerabilities and exploit them for profit. And they keep giving the rest of us, legit breakup advice peeps, a bad rep. At this point, someone really needs to call these people out on their bullshit. And it just so looks like that that's going to be me. The BS behind your gurus, number one. The marketing. There are many issues with fake guru marketing. Below, I've listed aspects of it that piss me off the most. Now, if you'd ever want to dive deeper into this topic, check out CoffeeZilla on YouTube. He's a dude that uncovers and exposes fake gurus from all industries and shines light on their deceptive and predatory marketing tactics. Content is just an ad in disguise. In the fake guru world, content is nothing but a traction engine. Its sole purpose is not to inform or provide valuable and honest information, but to convert someone from being a reader slash viewer slash listener into a customer. And while there is nothing wrong with conversion-driven articles, I have a lot of them too, it is wrong when they are solely conversion-driven instead of value-driven. Because at that point, they become unoriginal and drab. At worst, they turn into full-blown sales pitches. Again, nothing wrong with trying to sell shit, but making that the focal point of a piece of content irks me the wrong way. Unrealistic product claims. You've got to raise an eyebrow when looking at some of the claims fake gurus stick onto their product pages. I'll teach you how to tap into your ex's primal instincts, fire up her sex drive, and mold the image of you that she has in the back of her mind. Her panties will be dripping wet before you can say snuffleupagus. Or here's another example. My program contains copy and paste scientifically proven method that will bypass your ex-girlfriend's slash boyfriend's logical brain center and send their emotions into overdrive so they will begin to crave you instantly. And yes, you can perform this secret method from the comfort of the keyboard of your phone. And even if you think there is no hope for reconciliation, and even if your ex told you they don't want to get back together. Here's another example. There is a way to win your ex back, and it works 99 out of every 100 times. Follow the advice in this audiobook, and I guarantee you'll have him back in your life and back in your heart within a month. Finally, the last example, these two texts will make your ex obsessed with getting back together overnight, even if he isn't responding to your call or messages. Look. I'm sure as shit, copy like this sells bucket loads, but holy fucking Christ, is it unethical. Spam emails galore. When you sign up for a fake guru's newsletter, you don't get valuable insights or even pitches promoting products worth purchasing. Fuck you. You get spam. Lots and lots of affiliate offer spam like this. I have something shockingly powerful to share with you today that turns your wife or girlfriend into an addict for passion and intimacy. This works even if they're never in the mood, and even if they are tired all the time. This makes her desire passion and intimacy, Apply this trick today and watch as she can't get enough of you. This could be the most important few minutes of your week. Sales copy that insults your intelligence. One of the main ways fake gurus hook you into taking an interest in their service slash product is by presenting you a story that A, paints a worse than it is picture of your current situation, B, paints a better than it is picture of your desired one, and C, strategically plots their service or product in the middle, acting as a vehicle that gets you from point A to B. Here's an example of how this looks like. If you want your ex-boyfriend to reach out to you and ask you to take him back, oftentimes even to the point of begging and pleading, then get my XYZ right away before it's too late. Because with every tick of the clock, it's more and more likely you will lose him forever. More likely he will replace you with another woman. More likely he will lose even more attraction for you. More likely he will see you as a blurry and distant memory. But it doesn't really have to be this way. If you utilize the techniques I'm gonna show you, he'll be able to remember how amazing things were with you. He'll remember how it was when you two kissed, how it felt to hold your hand, and he'll remember when and why he only wanted to be with you. Devoid of exaggeration, this sales strategy would be totally ethical. It only gets unethical when the current and desired situations are overblown into oblivion, as the example I just narrated shows. The bullshit backstory. The bullshit backstory is a well-articulated but fabricated rags-to-riches story fake gurus tell you to gain your trust and build rapport. Here's an example. Listen, I know exactly what you're going through. I've been through my share of bad breakups. I also felt shocked, sorrowful, betrayed, and anxious. But then I found this, insert fake miracle cure here, and I got my ex back. In fact, not only did I get them back, but we made it work and are now, as I write this, still together, happier than ever, with a new house, a dog, and 2.5 kids. This story has to essentially communicate how the fake guru explaining it faced the same problem their potential client is facing. Then they must articulate how they solved their problem and reached the conclusion their potential client is after with the help of whatever thing they are selling. Fake scarcity. What is scarce will always be perceived as more valuable than what is abundant. It's a general law in human psychology, and fake gurus love to abuse it. That's why they plaster their sales pages with phrases like, "This video may be taken down soon, do not miss the end," or "The offer is limited," or "Spots are limited," or "Buy now, this is a flash sale and will end shortly." There's nothing wrong with using scarcity if you're honest about it, if something is genuinely time and quantity limited. But as soon as you're dishonest about it, you're being an A-grade asshole, at least in my book. Bought and forged reviews. Never trust online product reviews, whether it's about getting your eggs back, making money online, cleaning your swimming pool, or crocheting. Most of the time, they are either bought or forged. Take a look at this website, for instance, mylovebag.org. A simple reverse image search shows you that all the pictures of the people who supposedly uploaded a testimonial are stock photos that anyone can buy via websites like Shutterstock. In other words, they're not from real people who bought the digital product mylovebag.org is selling. If you're looking for genuine reviews about whether or not a certain digital product is legit, look up the actual stats and feedback of the business selling it on the Better Business Bureau. It's also worth taking a gander at the discussions going on in relevant niche forums and subreddits. Bought credibility. You've probably seen the label as Sinon on my homepage. Well, I work hard to get featured in those publications. And there is proof I was actually featured in them. Just type my name and the publication name in Google to find out for yourself. Not to get on my moral high horse, but not everyone in this industry follows the same approach. Most fake gurus are notorious for buying their as seen on labels and faking their appearances. It's actually easier than you think. For example, you can literally buy your own Forbes article from $1,000 to $1,500 on their own joke of a website. In fact, there's a whole industry built around selling counterfeit credentials, all from testimonials, comments, subscribers, as seen on labels, and best-selling author labels. For example, Google Clint Arthur. He's one of the biggest scammers in this field. He mainly sells fake Harvard speeches. Basically, you pay Clint a few grand and you can record yourself giving a fake speech to a fake audience on a fake Harvard stage next to sellout celebrities who are paid to be there with your money for boosting your clout. The BS behind the gurus, number 2. The things they teach. Like with fake guru marketing, there are also many issues with what they teach. Below are the sleaziest, most toxic, unethical, and ineffective pieces of their advice. For detailed counter-arguments about why they don't work and shouldn't, refer to the other articles on my website. Pre-prepared text messages. Let's look at three of the most popular ones. The happy memory / best of text. The purpose of this text is twofold. On one hand, you're reminding your ex of a good memory you had together. On the other, you're using it as an excuse to break the silence between you. Here are two examples. Hey, I just saw a really cool movie that reminded me of the time we went out to the cinema for the first time to watch that crappy Adam Sandler movie. Remember how much we laughed back then. Number 2. Remember the time we jumped in that golf cart and rode it down the pavement, just a few steps from your parents' house. I remember how scared we both were, and laughed uncontrollably when we hit bottom and realized we were safe. That look you gave me was priceless. The jealousy text. The purpose of the jealousy text is, as the name implies, to spark jealousy in your ex. Here are two examples. Hey, mind reminding me where that lovely restaurant we went on our third date is? I invited a friend to come with me, but I forgot the exact address. Example number 2. A friend and I just went to the cinema and saw Crazy Stupid Love. Great movie. Pretty romantic even. Try watching it. I think you'll like it. The stressful situation text. The stressful situation text is used as a form of false support when you know your ex is going through a difficult period in their life. It's basically emotional manipulation at its finest, primarily because the intention when sending a text like this is to come up with an excuse to talk to your ex and not really to reconnect with them as a person. Here's an example. I know you're probably feeling stressed right now, with the finals coming and all, but I'm sure you'll do great. You got this. I just wanted to let you know that I was thinking of you. The pre-prepared letters. If the above text message examples made you nauseous, let's look at these cheesy handwritten letters fake gurus recommend you send to your ex to get them back. The last resort letter. This letter is meant to gauge your ex's interest and help you find out whether or not they still like you. In it, you're instructed to write about how you already moved on and found someone new, but would still love to stay in contact because your ex means oh so much to you. Basically, lie to the person you love. Cool. Here's an example from Brad Browning's infamous X Factor guide. This is a letter you probably would never expect from me, since we haven't spoken in forever. But I'd like to thank you for being in my life. Much has changed since we've broken up. I found somebody new and everything has been fantastic. I know it sounds weird, but being with you helped me realize everything you've been missing. But I completely value the time we were together. I just want you to know that I'm completely over us, and although I'm glad it's over between us, I think it would be a shame if we just never spoke to each other again. You make such a great friend. if you feel inclined to reach out to me, you know how to contact me. The love/apology letter. In this letter, you're instructed to write your ex a sappy apology where you point out all the ways you've acted disrespectfully, explain how you learned and grown from your mistakes, and ask them if they ever want to see you again. Basically, act like a desperate little bitch. Sick. Here's an excerpt of this letter from Alexandris Cremon's $49 pamphlet, 70 Pro Tips to Get Her Back. Sadly, I understood this all far too late. Worst of all, I thought it was your fault. I know some of my words and actions hurt you, and I'm sorry for that, but I think you know me well enough to know that was never my intention. I acted this way because I was unable to control my emotions and think about the consequences of my actions. At first, I didn't want to write this letter, mainly because of pride, but also because I respect your decision. Even more so since I know how difficult of a decision this was to make, but I have been telling myself to let go of pride and act. And this is the first step. You know, I never chose to be attracted to you, but you attracted me. You are a loving, fearless woman with an enormous amount of courage and worth. This is a fact, a reality that I understand when I think back on when we first met or on any point in our relationship, really. Reverse psychology and playing hard to get. Reverse psychology is a technique that involves getting someone to engage in a desired action or response by suggesting the opposite. It's one of the most common techniques in a fake guru's repertoire. It's when you're instructed to tell your ex things like, "I think her breakup was a good idea. I wish you well." When in reality, you don't believe it was a good idea and are just lying to make them feel guilty so that they take you back. As sad as this sounds, reverse psychology occasionally works. It's just not a fun or fulfilling achievement to get an ex back with it, nor does it lead to a healthy relationship. And tangentially to reverse psychology, there's also playing hard to get. It's a mentality where you always say or do something you normally wouldn't say or do to get your ex to like you more. Here are a few examples that spring to mind. Ending the conversation with your ex on purpose so you leave them wanting more of it. Acting indifferent when you're actually a fucking emotional mess. Intentionally sending text messages of smaller size than those of your ex to avoid looking needy. Trying to keep your conversation dwindling around safe topics and never risking being vulnerable. Purposefully acting mysterious and answering your ex's questions with vague and shallow answers. Reaching out to your ex and then ignoring them on purpose, aka playing hard to get. No contact as manipulation. According to the fake guru definition, not to be mistaken for my definition, no contact is a technique when you ignore your ex for a set time, usually somewhere between 21 and 90 days, depending on the guru you're learning from. There are exceptions to this rule for when you live with your ex, have kids, or work together, but more or less, the goal is always the same. Ignore them as much as possible, so they start missing you. To pull a quote from Chris Sider's No Contact Rulebook, the No Contact Rule, a period of time in which you ignore your ex deliberately in an attempt to make them miss you more and ultimately allow them to erase any bad feelings they have towards you, while simultaneously providing yourself an avenue to emotionally recover and grow as an individual. Now, I won't comment how stupid you must be to believe you'll erase your ex's bad feelings for you by ignoring them, or how dysfunctional and self-disrespecting this type of advice is. Primarily because I already took a stab at the critique in previous articles. But I will say that this is sadly the overarching definition of the no-contact rule across most How to Get Your Ex Back websites. The BS behind the guru's number 3. The false hope. There are a lot of lies out there about the chances of getting an ex back. Most fake gurus tackle this issue by making the whole feat seem easy peasy, turd at a toilet bowl easy. Chris Sider promises a 70% success rate at getting an ex back if you buy and follow his program. Dan Bacon promises an 80% success rate, Brett Browning 90%, and Chris Canwell, arguably the biggest charlatan of them all, promises a 96% success rate. And then there are hundreds of other gurus hidden in some shady and obscure corner of the internet preaching even loftier success rates. Look, all those percentages, right? Those happy hippo chances of yours, they are complete fabrications. I'm talking absolute hogwash. Utter lies pulled straight from the depths of egotistical, greedy, and morally corrupt assholes. The only reason gurus tell you that there's some exceptionally high chance you'll get your eggs back is because it sells better. So just for the fun of it, here are the real numbers and facts behind three studies on how often eggs come back that I see plastered on every Get Your Eggs Back website, and also how fake gurus distort and misrepresent them for profit. The studies are as follows. The Journal of Adolescence Research, Relationship Churning in Emerging Adulthood. The Journal of Social Psychology, On Again, Off Again Dating Relationships, What Keeps Partners Coming Back. The Journal of Social and Personal Relationships, It's Complicated, The Continuity and Correlates of Cycling in Cohabiting and Marital Relationships. Now, if you open up and skim through these three studies that I just listed, you'd conclude the chances of getting your eggs back are somewhere around 50%. Not bad, right? Well, there's only one problem. You're focusing on the wrong studies. If you examine them thoroughly, you'll notice they are irrelevant to the odds of getting your eggs back. Here's what I mean. These famous studies are only applicable to on-off relationships. Relationships that are inherently more inclined to breaking up and getting back together compared to healthy, non-on-off relationships that most people reading my blog cultivated. And to twist the knife even deeper, a fact about these studies that's always conveniently omitted in fake guru blogs is that they all propose getting back with an ex is a horrible idea. Even Amber Vellum, the author of one of the most extensive reconciliation studies in the world, argues against reconciliation. And no, her comments applies not solely to on-off relationships, but all relationships. She says, don't get back together. Study after study shows that when our relationships are poor, we don't function well. If it seems necessary to get back together, make sure the decision is carefully considered by both people and that specific efforts are made to establish clarity. So, what are the actual chances of getting your eggs back? Here they are, in the flesh. Only 40% of exes come back, and only 15% of rekindled couples actually stay together for good. Looking at the bright side of the turd. I'm not one to cancel someone because I don't like what they're saying, but I am all about spreading awareness, and this was the whole point of my article, not to cancel the infamous fake gurus, but to help you become more aware of them and their bullshit so you don't get scammed. But now I want to end this article on a high note. Yes, there are a lot of con men in the Get Your Eggs Back space, but there are also a lot of ethical and genuine people in it who give healthy advice. These are people like Craig Kenneth, Corey Wayne, The Dating Guy, Rory from The Love Chat, and Jack from Men's Breakup. These are the people you should be learning from. These are the people who seem to actually care. This article, and with it, this video, is under fair use. Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Also, this article is an opinion and in no way should be construed as statements of fact. Scams, bad business, and fake gurus are subjective terms that mean different things to different people. Also, all the studies that I referenced, including other references in this article, are linked in the actual article that you can go and read on my website, mankesjanker.com.